This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Ann Rogers joins us, Royals beat writer, MLB.com. Hello, Ann.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Well, we're good. We're happy to have you on with us. We want to talk to the Royals. They're off today, so that means you get a little reprieve. That was a big series. The Royals just played at home against Cleveland, and they won 3 out of 4. How important was them to do that?
Yeah, massively important. Winning a 4-game series is really big for them, and especially against who it was against, the Guardians, first place in the division. One of the best teams in the American League. The Royals really made a statement there that they can still make a run, and it sets up a pretty big July for them, which is going to be a fun time as we have winning baseball in Kansas City this summer.
Yeah, that's kind of where I was going, because what do you think would have changed if the Royals maybe had lost 3 or 4 or been swept and are kind of buried in that division a little bit? Obviously, that didn't happen, and we know that the plans are to add. Do you think that would have changed drastically had the Royals not competed in this series?
Yeah, I don't know if they would have changed drastically. I think we would be talking about this month a lot differently. They would still be contenders. I think you can't rule them out, especially with that extra playoff spot. But by winning 3 of 4, I think they made a statement that they're not out of the division race, that they are firmly in the playoff race, and that they absolutely need to add going into the trade deadline at the end of this month, which is what they said beforehand. But now you think they're backing it up with their play and kind of making a statement to the rest of the league in that way.
Ann Rogers with us. We're talking Royals. Kansas City concludes its homestand the next 3 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, at Kauffman Stadium against Tampa Bay. Then they're on the road to Colorado, St. Louis, and Boston. And there's not a team in baseball that has a bigger discrepancy as to how they play at home and how they play on the road. What's your theory, Ann?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. No one has a real answer for it. I would say, I think being at home allows them to reset a little bit. They're with their families. They're in their normal routines. It's just different from being on the road, and it's just one of those weird quirks. And they certainly, anytime they have a tough road trip, they're happy to get back home. And they are in the midst of a long homestand right now, so they'll take it, those 81 games at Kauffman Stadium. The crowds have been great so far this year. I think they really do feed off of that, both in numbers and just the rowdiness. It's been loud there, which has been really fun to see.
So I was at the game on Friday. I'm a Cleveland fan, so that didn't go too well for me. But I was impressed because, you know, Alec Marsh, he's had a pretty good year. But he pitched really well in that game, and I think maybe one of the turning points of that game was when he reached back for, I believe, 98 and struck out Jose Ramirez. How big of a piece can he be down the stretch for the Royals? Do you think he would be in the playoff rotation if the postseason began today?
Yeah, if it began today, I think I'd really like to see him you know, out of the bullpen. You see, you talk about him reaching back for 98. You know, he's got a power arm. He's got, you know, those breaking balls that can really keep hitters off balance. He's had been an awesome starter this year, just kind of learning the ups and downs of the majors. He's still a young guy, but really coming into his own. If the playoffs started right now today, they'd have all their guys healthy. I think he'd be a huge addition to that bullpen. But obviously the playoffs don't start today, and you never know what's going to happen down the stretch. But, you know, can't say enough about Alec Marsh and what he's done this year to turn himself into a really good major league starter. Just the growth that he's seen and the Royals have seen from him has been really encouraging.
Talking Royals here with Ann Rogers, MLB.com. So obviously they've got some offense with Bobby Witt Jr., Salvador Perez, Vinny Pasquantino, all with 50-plus RBIs here at near the halfway point. How important is it for the Royals to get somebody going in their outfield, or to acquire an outfielder at the trade deadline, or to infuse just a little bit more offense into this lineup? Because it seems like if they had one more bat, who knows what this team could do?
Yeah, anytime you can, you know, lengthen the lineup in that way is really important. They'll certainly be looking for some sort of bat to add at the trade deadline to do that. Outfield is an obvious target. They'd like to get someone with versatility, though, with who can play both infield and outfield, kind of move things around, as we've seen manager Mac Cutrero like to do a lot in his time with Kansas City. So yeah, that'd be really important, because really right now when those four guys at the top aren't hitting, the offense is going to have a bad night, which is how it is around baseball, of course. But you'd really like another reliable bat, and Hunter Renfroe out in right field has done a good job recently here, kind of come into his own and you know, be that number five, number six hitter that the Royals find him to be. So now it's just about continuing that and being consistent. And maybe he's that guy they can rely on in that fifth spot behind Salvi to offer some protection. So yeah, that's going to be really important, is to find a reliable bat out in the outfield and help them deepen their lineup to make a strong push down the stretch here.
Yeah, you know, obviously they're going to be looking for upgrades, but do you see anything from Melendez or Isbell that would suggest that they could fit in a lineup that is deepened somewhat by an acquisition, or would one of those guys perhaps be the odd man out?
You know, I do really like what Isbell brings. You know, defensively, he's phenomenal out there in center field, and the Royals really value having a good defensive center fielder. They feel like they maybe can sacrifice a bit of offense in that nine hole if they have great defense out on the grass. Now, what's happening now is they need some other guys to step up to help lessen that a little bit with Isbell. So I do really like him. I know the Royals value him as well. I know that they really love MJ Melendez's ceiling. He just hasn't gotten there yet. He's working through a lot of things right now to try to get to that power potential that he's shown in flashes before. So it'll be interesting to see how they kind of go about that as the trade deadline nears, and where they see a fit for any new players, where they see a fit for their guys that they have right now, you know, whether that's in the minors or up in the major leagues. But yeah, it's definitely something that they're thinking about. And certainly an outfield bat is a target at the deadline.
Ann Rogers here, our final moments with her. She covers the Royals for MLB.com. So back in the day, we had Derek Jeter and Nomar Garcia-Para and Alex Rodriguez and some incredible young shortstops that we like to compare. In the American League right now, we've got Bobby Witt Jr. and Gunnar Henderson of the Orioles, that people are enjoying the comparison between those two. Who would you take? If you had to start a team and you had to pick a shortstop, who would you take?
Oh, man, that's a really hard one. I would, honestly, I'd put Bobby at shortstop and Gunnar at third base. I mean, why can't we do that, right?
Cheating.
No one wants that answer. No one wants that answer.
That's a very wise move. That's probably what the best move would be. But, yeah, it is difficult. Boy, they're both amazing.
They sure are. And you know, I get the privilege of watching Bobby Witt Jr. play every single day. And what he does on the field is remarkable, just with his power, with his, you know, he hits for average, he hits for power. His defense is so good. He's so fast on the bases. He's got such good instincts both on the field and at the plate and on the bases. It's really awesome to watch. He's a true five-tool player. And the guys love him. His teammates love him. They rally around him. It's exciting to have him in Kansas City for years to come. I hope people really understand that this is a generational player that they've got now. And we're going to be talking about Bobby Witt Jr. and Gunnar Henderson for a long time, I think, and in comparing them. But my answer will always be just have them play on the same field. It'll be fine.
Yeah, and for years and years, it's been George Brett and everybody else in that Royals franchise, which speaks to the greatness of George Brett. But I personally feel like now there's the first true challenger to George Brett in terms as greatest Royal of all time. I think Bobby Witt will have that kind of career.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, he's only in his third year, but he's already done things that we're starting to compare him to George Brett. I think that just speaks to who he is as a player. And, you know, I see George around all the time, and he couldn't be happier for Bobby either. So that's been fun to see. You know, it's we've got a lot of years left with Bobby in Kansas City, and kind of, you know, can't really imagine what he's going to do. But certainly he's already starting to kind of put himself in that conversation for sure.
All right, Ann, we always appreciate it. Thanks for your time. We'll talk soon.
All right, thank you. See you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.